local charity.
Court documents obtained in a local aid investigation detail a pattern of sex abuse inside the notorious Children of God cult. Local 8's Beth Shelburne follows the money trail that leads to former cult members in the East County.
The Family Care Foundation in Dulzura is a nonprofit missionary group run by former members of a religious cult called the Children of God. The Children of God, which now goes by the name The Family, is notorious for preaching open sexuality, a policy that led to widespread sexual abuse of children in the 1970s and 80s, according to former members.
There was schedules of who would sleep with who, and the shepherds would decide who was going to sleep with who. And they would actually post the schedules on, you know, the wall.
Christy LaMattery grew up in the Children of God cult. Her parents were members. Christy says she and her sisters were repeatedly abused by cult members, including her stepfather, Philip Sloan. She says one incident happened when she was 12.
He came down from the bed and lay down there with me and to rub my legs, he said. And afterwards, he
Christy's natural father, Jim LaMattery, left the cult in 1975, around the time its founder, David Berg, started prophesizing about sex with children and wife sharing.
To share my wife with another person just would not have happened for me. And I had to go.
Christy stayed with her mother, who ended up having 9 children with 7 different men in the cult. In 1998, Christy and her sister were interviewed by social workers about the cult's sexual abuse as part of a custody case in San Diego Juvenile Court. The investigation concluded that the Children of God advocated sexual activity with minors and that Philip Sloan had abused his stepdaughter. For reasons that are still unclear, criminal charges were never filed against Sloan, but Christy says the leaders of the cult knew about Sloan's abuse.
I've been to them. I've told them. There was a court case. They were all praying against us. I mean, they were together on this.
After the court case, Sloan continued to work with troubled teenagers in San Francisco.
Sloan had set up his own charity called From the Heart, working with at-risk teenagers. And he got financial support from former cult members running the Family Care Foundation in Dulzura.
Financial documents show between 1997 and 2001, the Family Care Foundation gave more than $100,000 worth of donations to Sloan's From the Heart Youth Ministry. The Dulzura charity's own website still has newsletters praising Sloan's work.
I don't understand why the family or the Children of God who say that they care about the well-being of children would put somebody like him in charge of other children knowing what they know, because they know.
Sloan could not be reached for comment, but the Family Care Foundation did respond via email. Director Larry Corley wrote that he has received, quote, no complaints of any kind about Philip Sloan's youth ministry, and that the Family Care Foundation refuses to participate in a, quote, witch hunt based on unsubstantiated allegations. But Christy says she has all the substantiation she needs. She lived it.
It's re-victimization. As long as they continue to deny this, then you make the victim feel crazy, and that's what they've done. They've made us all feel crazy.
A spokesperson for the Children of God told us Philip Sloan is no longer a member of the group. Tomorrow at 11, an Escondido woman who's been a member of the cult for 33 years responds to child abuse allegations in an exclusive interview. That's tomorrow night, Thursday, on Local 8 News at 11.